This summer, the International Labor Organization lifted all restrictions on trade and investment in Myanmar. That's one of the rewards Myanmar, or Burma, is reaping in exchange for opening the door to democracy. The government says foreign investment in the country is now 5 times greater than it was last year. That means more jobs, too. And as the demand for labor increases, Burmese workers are beginning to organize for better working conditions. Nina Patak has a story of one labor activist in Yangon.
Choo Choo Win sits on the floor of her kitchen, eating a bowl of watery rice porridge. It's all she can eat these days because of stomach problems. Problems that might have something to do with her work as a labor organizer. Last May, the Ministry of Labor polled factories about working conditions. Choo Choo Win was collecting the surveys at Esquire Shoe Factory, where she works.
The survey asks 39 main points, like what is the daily rate with or without overtime? Are the bathrooms clean? Do workers have the freedom to form a union? Is there any repression by the factory to the workers?
She took the completed surveys from her factory to the Ministry of Labor. And when she got back, her boss called her into the office and fired her. According to Choo Choo Win, he said it was because she left work without permission. But Choo Choo Win is also a union leader, actively involved in labor organizing. The boss fired 4 other union leaders at the same time, even though they hadn't left the office. The women, all in their 20s, were not alone in organizing around labor rights. All over the country, workers have staged demonstrations like this one, complete with protest signs and call-and-response chants. Shockingly, workers have been protesting in support of the government. 2 years ago, legislators passed the Labor Organization Law, which legalizes labor unions for the first time since 1962, when a military coup left many Burmese citizens without basic democratic rights. Choo Choo Win and the other organizers formed their union in the summer of 2012. They had been attending labor rights workshops at a sparsely furnished office commonly known as the reading room.
We know a little bit about the law, so we know about our rights. If we tell other people will ask for their rights.
In May this year, 144 workers at her factory went on strike in support of the 5 women who were fired. The strike lasted about 2 weeks. The strikers demanded the 5 women get their jobs back. They also wanted the right to organize without persecution. They wanted higher wages and more respect from their boss. With the help of an arbitration council, all of the workers were hired back in early June. The factory manager, Kwon Bok Song, says the whole thing was just a misunderstanding and that the workers really don't understand labor law. And he says the employees who claim he violates labor law and works them too hard are just plain wrong.
So what I want from them is different what they want from me. So only 10 hours working. It's not hard work. Yeah, look at Bangladesh or Cambodia, even China. If you ask them, please work on Sunday, they would be happy.
Choo Choo Win and the other organizers were happy to get their jobs back. But Ross Wilson says it's rarely that easy. Wilson works at the International Labor Organization's office in Myanmar. He says it's great that the new law has been passed, but to some extent, its shortcomings have inspired the recent wave of protests. He says protection against dismissal and discrimination are still weak.
There are no effective penalties against employers who fail to comply with reinstatement orders from the arbitration bodies and the Arbitration Council. It's frustrating the members of the Arbitration Council. It's incredibly frustrating for the workers because they have no alternative.
In the meantime, Choo Choo Win is still advocating for workers' rights. She's worried about losing her job because of her union work, but not worried enough to stop organizing. For The World, I'm Nina Patak, Yangon, Myanmar.
Nina's report came from a partnership between Global Post and the Open Hands Initiative, focusing on the stories of a changing Myanmar. And even though a lot is changing there, ancient traditions remain. All over Yangon, there are shrines, big and small, devoted to the country's Buddhist heritage and continued presence in modern life. You can see those shrines in a great slideshow by reporter Bruce Wallace at theworld.org.